for war. You ready to rap, you ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. This is episode number 5 of the Be Cool podcast. Be cool, motherfuckers. What is good? It's Friday. I'm tired. It's late, I know. 2 days late. It's been a long week, long weekend. It's going to happen again next weekend. And then I'm house sitting for the people I just married, their brother and his wife. They're headed out to Italy, do a little house sitting for them and their Doberman Pinscher out in Hinesburg. Loving life, tired, exhausted, need to poop, got a coffee next to me, black, straight black, dark roast, no cream, no sugar. We don't need all that funny business. You know that shit'll do to you. No pun intended. Yeah. Moving on. Where are we going to go on this one? 30 more minutes to go. I can't do 45 minutes today because I got shit I got to do. I want to relax, but this 2K grind is killing me. I guess we can start off with that. I'm not going to get into a rant about 2K because we already did that the first episode, and probably most of you don't even listen, play 2K or have a PlayStation, you know? But anyway, I get back from the wedding. Wedding was great. Speech was flawless. Had a little shaky leg, a runny nose. Fixed those. Said it out loud during the vows. Had everybody laughing. If you know anyone at the wedding, you could check in, see if I'm lying or not. There's the first fucking dick. I gotta get this coffee drink in here, boys, ladies, gentlemen. Let me get a little sip here. See what we're working with today. A little Italian French roast. Real spicy. Another long night. So I get back from... Okay, 2K drops Thursday night, midnight, Friday morning, midnight. Just to give you a time frame. I'm already helping out for the wedding. I'm gone. I'm not even around to be playing around with this game. So I stay up mad late till about 4 o'clock in the morning that day, because the whole weekend is just all wedding nonsense. Well, nonsense is a bad word, but compared to the 2K ordeal, there's wedding activities that I have to be a part of in a major way. So I stay up 4 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning. So Thursday, midnight, till Friday, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm grinding a little 2K because I know I'm never going to get in there this weekend or this past weekend. Last game I play at the park, it's going good. Crashes, game crashes. I said, I'm done. 4 o'clock, go to bed. Wake up 2 hours, 3 hours later. Get ready. Get some stuff ready. Got to pick up the flowers. Got to do this, the little DoorDash, blah, blah, blah. Barely get a little bit of food in me until rehearsal dinner. I'm not going to go into the wedding story right now. I'm trying to get to the 2K part. 2K20, I get back home, unpack, take a shower, football Sunday, turn on the red zone. Great football Sunday. Big wins in the leagues I care about. Mahomes, unbelievable pickup. Every draft I try to get Mahomes, one of my other leagues only got Kyler Murray. So I'm not really worried about that. Got Tom Brady as a backup. Nobody's hating the kid right now. We're looking real nice, real spicy. So I get back, get onto Twitter. My computer, by the way, still not even sent out for warranty. Second step in the warranty to get the damn computer fixed. These motherfuckers out here are relentless in not getting shit done. You understand what I'm saying? I gotta print this goddamn packing slip. I gotta send this shit out. I still don't even have my computer physically near me. I don't know what to do. The place is called NetExpress. It's off of Susie Wilson Road, right across from what's that slip jab? Body LeBron's. Not in that building, but the hop skip over, like right across from the Pizza Hut. That little jib jab. Listen, man, don't. These people don't even know how to do anything. All they can do is like back up hard drives. They don't know. They can't do any interworkings of the computer, as in fucking with the motherboard, you know, no soldering, no flux. If you know what I'm talking about, you dig. But these people are crazy out here. They wanted the computer. I paid for that computer $400 2 years ago, and the estimate to fix the computer was $512. That doesn't cover the warranty. Warranty only covers the value of the computer. I don't know where this. Was he doing an upgrade, like putting a gaming computer system in there? Because I don't know what the fuck this guy's doing. Listen, Daddy just needs to get on Adobe, do a little Photoshopping, record some stuff, Ottawa. record some audio, and get on with my day. And, you know, watch a little Slip Slap. You know, that's all I care about. And I still don't have the computer. This is out of control. It's been 3 weeks now. But we still grinding. We still out here giving the people what they want. Stole that line from Jalen and Jacoby. If you like sports, I check that out. Nice little gimmick. I'm going to take a little sip of seltzer because it's killing me out here. Ah, nice Canadian dry right there. That's seltzer. That's sparkling seltzer water. Triple berry. Stay low off that sugar rush. Zero calories. God, this voice is real rough this morning. Long night at bowling. Got home, played some more 2K. Didn't even watch the Thursday night football game. Heard the Panthers had a horrible run at the fourth and one to like a minute to go. McCaffrey ran out of bounds before he got. They were on the like the 4-yard line or something. 3-yard line. Totally bricked that. Bad play call. You run it up the gut regardless of what you do. Or just throw it. I mean, what are you doing? It's a football game. You can't run towards the sideline and get a first down. Not on the 3-yard line. But that's neither here nor there at this point. Game's over. I get back. Sunday, get everything set up. Like I said, red zone's going. Make sure my lineups are good. It's a beautiful day, too. It's a beautiful Sunday out here in the good old Chittenden County. I don't know where you were, but where I was, gorgeous outside. Had the windows open, shades drawn. And I get on Twitter, and all of a sudden, I see that hashtag fix NBA 2K20, hashtag fix 2K20, and hashtag fire Ronnie 2K. Now, Ronnie 2K is like the media guy for 2K. He does all the promotions. He knows all the celebrities. He does streams that are horrible. And he's the guy who gives away like the locker codes for the players in my team and all this. Ronnie 2K is basically the face of 2K. He's a fucking scumbag. He's a nerd, scumbag, and this is not my personal thing. He lies to the community, and 2K continues to keep him on because he has these relationships that 2K gave him. I don't even know why. If you hire another person, they're going to have these relationships. Listen, no one cares about Ronnie 2K. The only reason NBA players talk to Ronnie 2K is because they're going to put him in the game. They don't know the other idiots at 2K. So 2K almost made like $750 million last year on 2K. Okay? Dig that part. They put out a game. Now, I can't do this whole review. This game is garbage where it's at right now. The patch that they have to put out is probably going to be like 20 gigs. The full game was 76 already. So what we're dealing with is basically a beta. They gave us a beta. There's major flaws. People can't even upgrade anymore. They're getting negative when they're playing games. Shit's off the deep end over there at 2K right now. They're scrambling. So like I said, on Twitter, those hashtags are all trending. Now, they were number one in the USA on Twitter for like 15 hours. Now, if anyone knows anything about Twitter, and if you don't know, let me tell you, it is a great feat to get anything to trend, and to be number one trending for that long is even a greater feat. Not many things do. I mean, Donald Trump tweet, you know, like hashtag Trump, that'll get you, you know, that's trending on a weekly basis. Sorry about that. A little burp. Everything's all good over here. Don't worry, we're still functioning. I haven't blown it out with the back yet, so we're gonna be moseying on into that direction after this podcast is over with. Don't be alarmed. That fucking phone. This phone never stops ringing. It's like I'm a call center in India or something like that. Do you hear this fucking thing? Every day I try to turn this thing down one click at a time, but just hoping and praying that one day it's never going to ring, but it just rings, 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 and rings. Worse is during the stream. But even during the podcast, it's worse because now I got to talk about that for fucking a minute and a half. So to get that trending, like I said, is a great feat. Now, the fix 2K20 is not what you want to have trending. Because I get on Twitter and then I search hashtag fix NBA 2K20. And now companies are using the hashtag to promote their goods. Like, you know, those shitty companies and those gimmick companies that are, you know, trying to sell you shit for $100. They are using the hashtag to promote. So when people search fix NBA 2K20, that shit, their shit pops up. Not just the tweets about how garbage the game is. You dig? So that's how it really skyrocketed. And for a gaming company like 2K, they definitely don't want that kind of hashtag trending. And so throughout for the whole week, till about a couple days ago, NBA 2K didn't even put out a tweet about it. They didn't even respond to their community. Now, any other gaming company, you talk about like a Halo or Fortnite or whatever, like whatever you play, FIFA or something like that. You play any, like EA, if there's an immediate issue, if there's an immediate issue, these companies will post and respond immediately. Back to back. Immediately. Boom, boom, boom. 2K, this is their gimmick, man. They don't give any information about their game. They lie to you. Ronnie 2K lied. He lies to you. And then they don't even respond in a prompt fashion. Weeks. It takes weeks for them to respond to anything that's going on with their game title. Now, it's frustrating for people who play it, use it for content. More frustrating for people who don't even use the Twitter. I can't believe I said the Twitter. Who don't even tweet. Who aren't on Twitter. Who maybe Facebook. But Facebook, listen, man. Facebook's dead. Done. We got to move on here. Get on the Instagram. There's a lot more to look at if you smell what I'm cooking. If you smell what the Rock is cooking. That's one of my favorites. I don't care if you live in a Kenmore box, a Frigidaire box, as long as you homeless pieces of trash get your cardboard boxes off my freshly mowed grass in downtown Miami, Florida, everything will be copacetic. That's another great line. That's when he had hair in that silk shirt. Raise an eyebrow with me. Actually, let's raise a glass with a little coffee in it. So, you definitely don't want that happening. So, you got the hashtags going on. I get on the game. And I immediately see what everybody's talking about. I play the game all day Sunday while I'm watching football. I probably end it, I don't know, before the Sunday night football game started. Probably stopped playing 2K. Had to catch up on some shows that I missed. Had to watch Power. That's a pretty good season right now. It's getting a little snappy, but it should be interesting the way they finish off this series. Also, Succession, one of my favorite shows. I think that's an HBO show. That's one of my favorite shows. Macaulay Culkin's brother's in that one. Entertaining. Very entertaining. Ballers, also. I think that's actually, is Ballers in the final season, too? I think so. Speaking of The Rock, Ballers. Sorry for the dead air. I had to get this podcast out, but I got to multitask. I get a seltzer going. I got my coffee. I'm trying to wake up. I can't even start the PS4 because when that starts up, it sounds like a goddamn F-15 taking off in Winooski. Listen, I got a lot of issues, and I got a lot of problems. I'm not trying to vent. I'm not trying to complain. I'm just letting you know so you understand me better, so we understand each other. Jesus. You think I smoked a pack of Newports last night? I haven't had a cigarette in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? It's killing me, Smalls. So I see throughout the day, I see everything that's going on with 2K. I'm laughing. I knew it was going to happen. I reported on this. You could see it time after time on my YouTube page, Promomo Gaming on YouTube, on Twitch. If you want to see some pictures from the wedding, Instagram, Reese45MC, my Twitter, Reese45MC, go ahead and check it out. Follow me. Leave me a message. Let me know what's going on. Comment on something. And I'll respond. I'm not a celebrity out here. I'm just a regular Joe, regular schmo. You know what I'm saying? I got a runny nose now. 15 minutes in. I'm breaking down. The body's breaking down. I need a detox week. I think next week I'm just going to detox because I got another wedding. I'm not performing the wedding. I get a day off of that day. But I got to pack for a wedding Friday. And then, is this motherfucker running outside? It's like a chipmunk running through the grass. Two ums. I'm done with it. No more ums. I'm not even going to count them anymore. If you hear them, let me know. I'll put an counter on Twitter, like a poll. The counter. Let me know how many you hear. Got a pack for the wedding and the house sitting. All in one deal. It's going to be a long weekend. Should be a fun week out in Hinesburg. Get that. Hopefully, if I get my computer back by then, I'll be a happy guy. But they said it's going to take 2 to 5 days to fix it. But it's not. They can't fix it. I know they're not, because they don't have the talent, the skill set. It's not like they don't have the skills like Gorilla Garage. You know, you take something over there. You take a vehicle over there. That thing's getting pampered up, jacked up. That's professionalism. Shout out to the boys over there. Thanks for wanting to hear the podcast. Thanks for yearning to hear it. Bobby, Mike, appreciate the sponsorship. It's not official yet, but, you know, we'll get the logos connected at some point. You put my big face on a nice hoodie, we'll cut those sleeves off, call that a basketball jersey, if you know what I'm saying. Little Ray Allen special from He Got Game, if you know what's up. Some of y'all don't know what He Got Game is. Watch the movie, let me know. If you ever seen Denzel and Ray Allen together, you know, we could talk about it. And my man, Sonny. That's the seal the pain, Sonny. 18 minutes. Oh, let's do a 30-minute one for you, you know? So 2K20, I've been playing all week. I'm exhausted. Still don't have the computer, but dealing with that. It's more mental than body, but after last night, man, I'm just feeling like poo-poo doo-doo. So I've already drinking a bottle of rosé wine this week, bottle of champagne, 4 frost beers. What did we have last night? Oh, this I want to touch up on these. If you're a seltzer guy, you know I like those Trulies, the rosés, the citrus. Now, when I say citrus, I'm not talking that shit mango, that shit pineapple. I'm talking lime, lemon. That raspberry lime I'm a big fan of. Some people don't like it. That's their problem. They don't like it. I'm telling you what I like. I got a palate. Listen, that pineapple tastes like cinnamon and cardamom. Nobody wants that garbage. So citrus, lemon, lime, and the grapefruit. So my list goes rosé, grapefruit, and lemon lime are third. I don't get you. Mix them. Have a nice splash. Do a little stone cold on them. A little Portnoy style. Big shout out to the Prez. Where were we at here? Oh, yeah. So I'm, I already talked about the seltzer talk, but throwing in a little Portnoy got me all screwed up. Seltzer last night. So we're sitting in the parking lot at the bowling alley, smoking the J, drinking a rosé, big rosé can. And then comes in our boy Keefe. He's a rookie to this bowling alley game. I'm not going to get into his bowling alley game because I know he listens to the podcast and we wanted him to enjoy the podcast. I'm not going to, you know, critique him because I don't even bowl. So if I get out there, I'm going gutter ball all day. I mean, probably not, but I mean, I can hit the pins down and that's not a problem. It's not going to look good. It's not going to have that spin. It's not going to hook. You're not going to hear that crack the right way. Crack! That Joey crack! Like I said, it's a rough morning. But so he gets in the car. He pulls out a double-sized Truly that he's got. It's like a 40-ounce Truly. I've never even seen this. My eyes go big, but then I see it's a mixed berry, and I go, ah, that's garbage. What's that, a 4.2 mixed berry? Garbage. Get that out of here. But some people like it, so I can't, you know. Some people have different palates. Some people don't like oysters, you know. I can't help everybody. If you don't like oysters, don't eat fish. You know what I'm saying? You can't eat fish and not eat oysters. There's something wrong with you. If you don't like the texture, learn to like the texture. Listen, that oyster, that raw oyster with no horseradish or sauce on it, has a kind of texture that most straight men would get down with. So go ahead, and it kind of has the same funk. Not salty, but it does have the funk, alright? And anybody out there knows what's up. Probably some lesbians know too. And probably the B's, right? Maybe even the T's, Jesus. Maybe the whole group knows what that funk's about. Except for the G's. They wouldn't know anything about that. But that's another story for another day. Or watch that Dave Chappelle special, Sticks and Stones, and you know, that'll help you out, straighten that gimmick out for you. Big shout out to Dave. Glad I got to talk about that in the last podcast. Hope you've seen it by now and had a good laugh, enjoyed yourself, because that's what it is. It's a comedy special. It's not a fucking CNN breaking news story. So relax, people. Grab your bags and sit down and relax. The world's not ending just yet. The Amazon's burning, but, you know, what are they going to do? Dorian finally came through. Not here, but did a little damage. Finally sat off the coast and, you know, took off. You know, hopefully the recovery effort is, you know, going down. And maybe we can let the citizens in Bahamas have a little help there, Mr. Trump, you know? What kind of fucking scumbag? Listen, political shit aside, who says that about people? We got to check their papers? Like, yo, man, some people, they're barely alive out there. Have a little decency. Don't worry about the goddamn golf course, you scumbag. You don't have to give them citizenship. Just give them a fucking place to sit for about a year, you know? And don't put them in those internment camps you got. Anyway, don't get me angry this early, man. I want to enjoy my day. I've got a few more hours to relax, and then I got to do a little meet and greet at the next house sitting gig. Just to check up, see where everything is, and know where the Pampers are, you know? So Daddy don't have to wipe. Hopefully they got a bidet. That'd be nice. I like a little squirt. Just a squirt. Not even, you know, fully inside. Just a little squirt on the edges so, you know, I don't have to wipe. God, man. Sometimes I don't even know where my mind's going. I just let it go. Just let it go. Don't even put a leash on it. Just let it walk. These cars are going by, fucking my podcast up. Nose is running. Coffee's getting cold. Gotta get a Kleenex. I got it right next to me. I'm always prepared. So, Keith sits down next to me inside the car. Now, he's not smoking now. So we had that conversation. He hasn't been puffing his pen or his weed. You know, I mean, the pen is the weed, but hasn't been hitting the pen at all during bowling. I'm like, yo, when you golf, when you play soccer, like, don't you get a little mix in you? You know, get the blood going. Just so do the same thing. You got to relax out here. You ever been to a bowling alley? These guys are all fucked up. I think I was talking to a guy who did like a 8-ball the night before, like an hour before he got there. This guy was all over the place talking about his fucking big rig truck. Like like I told you before, if you're my friend, I'm going to take interest in what you have interest in. But some stranger, I don't even know your name, he's showing me pictures of his fucking truck. Like, I give a fuck about your truck, buddy. Wipe the fucking donut hole off your nose. You think he had an eating contest with powdered donuts at Dunkin'. That's what it looked like. This guy's eyes were fucking so beady, it looks like my record symbol. on the player right now. So Keith gets in, gives my boy Falby the 40-ounce Truly. He pounds that thing. Guys are smoking bowls in there. And then I see Keith got a 12-pack of Natty Light seltzers. Now, I've seen this ad, like, on Twitter. Sometimes you'll get random ads on Twitter. They look like posts, but they're gimmicks. I don't know how they set that up. Someone's, selling my information out here. Someone's hacked me in. But, you know, regardless, sometimes I see something good. Most of the times I don't. And I never click on it because I know what I want. I know what I can't afford. And that's mostly everything. This computer situation is really not helping out with that end. October will be flush again, though. Don't worry about that. The seltzers, so 6%, they got 6% alcohol, natural light. It's like he said there were $9.99, 12 packs. And the flavor, peach mango. The tagline on these was the best. Aloha Beaches. What a tag. Someone is doing something right over at Natural Light. I don't know who owns that company. Now, is that an Anheuser-Busch? Is that Coors? Like, who owns this? If you let me know, hit me up on the Twitter. Why do I keep saying the Twitter? My friend's mom yesterday at bowling said the Twitter. That's why it's in my fucking brain. It's killing me, Smalls. Tweet me if you know who owns Natural Light. What company? I'm not going to search it. I don't care. I'm not going to tell you and lie to you because this is all the truth here. We only spit the truth. That's only going to benefit both of us. I don't have a can of that before we go into bowling. He's sipping on it. Says, not bad. Peach and mango, not my flavors. But the 6% and the $9.99, those are two little aspects of this box that gets my entry going. But go inside, drinking Fiddleheads, watch bowling, football game starts, seeing a little bit of that. We leave after the games. Well, we have one more drink in the bar after the bowling is over with. Three rounds, done. Get in the car. Keith hands me two of these natural lights. I go, okay, perfect. I mean, I'm going to go home. I got 2K. Just got, I'm blitz right now. Smoking another joint. Cooking. Kush, too. Shout out to Rymo. Because the Kush, wherever that Kush came from, California Kush. Bananas. So, so good. Tasty. I think he gave it a 7-1. My list, probably a 9-8 on my list. Because I'm not a professional. He's the professional. So 7-1, I mean, jeez. So you get a good little buzz for like 10 minutes or so, but keeps me up all night. He said it's got the THC in it. It's like the high C, +++. And that's supposed to be the stuff that gets Promomo going. The Be Cool podcast really flows when that's in the system. But not right now, because we're not at that level yet. So I get home. I crack one of those open. Not bad. Not bad. Probably better than some of those Trulies. 6%. Still don't know the ingredients, though. It could have sugar in it. It doesn't really say on the can. We're going to have to do a deeper dive into that. And then we might have to raise. I'm not even giving the score right now. But yeah, might as well. 4-8. That seems legit. But 4-8's not bad. Just some Trulies that are, I mean, if it is like a 1 gram of sugar, you'd probably kick it up to a 5-6. But the sugar content's probably going to be the end all for that grade. And we'll get back to that next week. And we will be back next week, Tuesday. I will make sure of that. Like I said, it was a long week. I didn't drink on Sunday. Drank on Monday. Tuesday, woke up really late. Because I had this wine and champagne in the system and really wasn't working out. So, actually, was that Wednesday? Fuck. Who knows? All these days are all mixed up. I hope your week's going good. I hope you ended the summer great. If you're in Vermont, do I say that like a farmer? Vermont? Vermont, right? If you're in Vermont, I don't think I even see the T. Vermont. Ramon. Ramon. If you're in Vermont, it's gorgeous. It's been a great summer. It's like 65 right now. It's probably going to get up to 70. It's been beautiful this week. Enjoy the rest of the... Excuse me, man. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful weather we have. The leaves are already falling. Things are changing. And how gorgeous up at Smuggler's Notch was it this weekend. Just a beautiful time. Got to meet some interesting people, some good people. Got some dancing in. Two people got married. License is signed. It's official. Rave reviews. You might see a video sometime if you know anyone. Live your life. Be happy. Be silly. Enjoy yourself. And remember, shake a hand. Help another. Don't be afraid. Stand up for what you believe in. And just keep grinding, you know? Life is a no-sum game, but doesn't mean in the meantime, smile, man. Be happy. Be cool. And if you enjoy the podcast, listen, this is number 5. I gotta say this. If you enjoy the podcast, the only way this can continue to go, right? Because at some point it's going to cost. It's going to cost me a monthly fee to have the storage because I maybe got like 2 more episodes and then this monthly fee is going to start popping in. You got to spread this out. So if you hear the podcast, you like it, you can share it on whatever platform you're listening it on. So if you share it, go ahead and do that. Throw in a new hashtag like the hashtag Be Cool Podcast. If you're out there and you're listening and you enjoy the podcast and you want to hear it every week, you got to be like my little mixtape givers, you know? I'll give you a 10 stack. You just hand them out. I'm not even asking you anything, you know? All you got to do is hand them out. You're not charging anybody. You're just handing it out. Just a little gift. There you go. It's like my street team. I need my little tweet team out there. Just chirping. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Just give a little tweet out there. Don't be afraid. Instagram. Facebook. Holler from the garage if you need to. Get that jersey hoodie going, you know what I'm saying? Let them know. Put that big fat face on there. Put my big fat face on the back of that hoodie. Be cool. No, but I do appreciate the love. I gotta let you know. Gotta let you know. I would appreciate it. You spread the love for me. Just share the podcast. I'm not with somebody next to you, but just tweet it. Just on the app or whatever, if you're on the website, you can just hit share. It copies the link and you paste it to whatever you use more often, wherever people usually contact you. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, POF, Tinder. I don't care where you do it, how you do it. Just do it. Nike style. Enjoy the fall. Is it officially fall right now or is it still summertime? Summertime. In the city. Be cool, motherfuckers. It's 33 minutes. I'm signing out. I'm going to heat up this coffee again. I'm going to finish the seltzer. I'm going to warm up the PS4. We're taking off. Heading out to outer space. Independence Day style. Little Will Smith for your ass. Was there a movie that's coming out that I'm excited about? What the fuck is that movie? I'll have to think about it. I'll start off next week with it. I can't get into it right now. It's going to fry my brain, seriously. No, I love each and every one of you who listens and lets me know that you're listening. I do appreciate it. I appreciate it all. I love putting this out. And again, I apologize for being a few days late, but I did do it for you, sacrificing my morning to get this done for all of y'all on a Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you next week, Tuesday. Hey, motherfuckers, be cool. Be cool. You ain't ready for war. You ready to rap. You ready to talk. Don't run your mouth.